Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
This is where you at. We are on Heart to Heart and I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
I'm not alone at this current moment in time, but before I greet Muruti advocate Rufus Malaji, we give you the sound of the fellowship featuring Pastor Mtunzi Namba, my redeemer. Muruti, didn't they take you to Zion? Yeah, no shot and nalu enough fellow. Yes, are you well, sir?
I'm okay. And mm-hmm. How are you this afternoon?
I am blessed of the Lord. Yes, yes, and so yes. Last week we spoke on something. We started something talking about getting a call from debt collectors after a period of silence. Mm-hmm. And there were certain things that you mentioned that we need to note. Yes. But I know that family still had questions. They still wanted to ask some questions on that. But if we just go back just a little bit, maybe a step backwards, just to recap.
Yeah, if we do recap, is just to say, look, in life we do get into debt at one stage or another.
Yeah.
Nobody, there are very few people, even the very rich,
mm-hmm.
sometimes don't know that they are also in debt.
Ish.
So we do get into debt, but the question was, what do you do when you are in debt?
Mm-hmm.
But we are admonished from just making debts unnecessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But if you fall in hard places, you can find yourself in debt. But what do you do when you are in debt? You must know your rights. You must know your obligations as well.
Mm.
Your obligation is that try at all times to stay out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's the first obligation.
Yes, that's the thing. Because the Bible says,
owe no one.
You owe no one. And also it says, if you owe somebody, you are actually a slave to that person.
Mm.
You know? It says a borrower is a servant to the lender.
Mm.
So in other words, people find themselves being depressed because somebody's on their neck every day.
Mm.
But there are also people who take advantage of the fact that there are people who are owing them. And they begin to abuse them, especially taking advantage of their ignorance.
Mm.
Yeah, like we spoke about this last week to say, you find that somebody simply says, you remember that in 1979, you borrowed an amount of 100 rands. You must know by today you are now owing me 120,000
rands.
And you begin to say, what? 1979?
Yeah.
And now you are looking for that money.
Mm.
So we said debt does prescribe.
Yes.
According to our law. Prescribing, we mean it no longer exists. It dies
mm-hmm.
at a certain stage.
Mm-hmm.
Debt has got a lifespan of 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after that, anyone who wants to come back and say you are owing him, you can tell him, you can go to court, we'll meet there.
Even if you owe them.
Even if you did owe them.
Because yeah.
The fact that they did not
Where did they disappear to?
Yes, yeah. It means they've written that off. They mm-hmm. felt it was not important.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you feel is important, you must follow it up as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So we say that you should not be harassed by people. Sometimes some of them you don't even actually owe them, but they pretend as if you owe them. And there are so many people who are told that they are owing and they end up paying something that they never even actually owed.
Or they have already paid. Sure, yes. They never even owed.
Yes, or maybe they've already paid.
Yeah.
And somebody begins to tell you that you owe, and if you do not owe, produce a receipt, prove mm-hmm. that you have paid.
Mm.
But they are the ones who were also supposed to keep a record of that.
Mm,
so you can deny that. In other words, when you receive what we call a letter of demand, what do you do? There are several ways in which you can deal with it. Number one, if you know that you are owing, pay in full if you do have the money. If you don't have the money, that stage, you can indicate, I do not have that money.
And you have the right to make an arrangement. Yes. Okay.
Then you can make arrangements to pay. It's your right. It's not necessarily a favor as such. Or you can dispute that. You can say, no, I don't know about any debt like that. Or you can dispute part of it. For example, somebody can say, no, actually you're owing 10 rand. Today it's actually 60 rands.
Yeah.
There is something in our law which is called you cannot pay more of interest. We call it an in duplum rule. In other words, you cannot pay a debt which is now double. The interest cannot be more than the capital, in other words. So once the amount of interest becomes equal with the primary debt, then it must stand there. In other words, if you're owing 20 rands and now the interest accumulates and until it's also 20 rands and then it's 40 rands or it's 50 rands, you cannot pay more than 40 rands.
Okay.
That's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
But many people don't know that, and as a result, they end up being abused by others. And then we also spoke about the issue of scammers.
Yes.
People who just send.
And how to identify.
Yes, and how to identify them.
Potential fraud.
Potential fraud, because there are many. This market of fraudsters, people are really getting rich because of unsuspecting citizens. They are always afraid of anybody who says they are owing them just because they do know that they have got a lot of debt.
Yes.
And as a result, anyone who comes and say, you are owing me, they are quick to say, yeah, it might be true that I'm owing. Somebody comes say, no, you remember you are owing Standard Bank.
Okay, let's not mention them by name.
Yes, okay. All right.
Yes.
So then people keep on paying for something that they do not owe.
That you did not owe.
And then
they
are being confused, they are being threatened, they don't sleep. And all that, there are certain things that you just ignore, actually.
Mm.
Especially because we realize that you never drove any car somewhere where they are saying, no, there's a speeding ticket that you are having. If you know that you didn't even drive a car or you don't even have a car, you don't even have to worry. You just have to sleep. But there are people who feel that once they receive a letter of demand,
They are in trouble.
They
just have to adhere.
Exactly.
So there were questions that came, and this one that I wanted to also bring up from family members. And yes, family, you can continue asking your questions. We are about to wrap up this topic with Advocate Malaji. And the family member says, how much right do banks have in terms of our private information? I understand credit checking for the reasons for borrowing. The reason I asked is a bank that I have CR card with has a net worth option. And when I clicked on it, they had information on my properties and insurance information and other investments info. I never gave consent to be given to them. Is this allowed?
We have a law in our country. Personal information is protected.
Popier. But when it comes to these institutions, does it really work? Because the telephones that we get, when you answer, if you do not have that app that says potential fraud or scammer or whatever, and then you answer, they even tell you your ID number. They have all the information about you. And I think many people even forget about the Popia Act. They are like, oh, you listen and you go with it.
No, actually, it's not that they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They just capitalize on the ignorance of people's rights. People don't know their rights. The majority of our people do not know their rights. unless you have signed somewhere where you said you can use this information about my details.
Are we not signing this without us being aware that we have signed sometimes?
If you...
Our rights away?
The thing is that, another thing is that when we are, somebody's... They just say, sign here, sign here, sign here, you sign here, you sign here, and, you know, then you sign, and you sign
and then
off
they
your
share
rights,
your information.
And then they share it. But if you know for sure that you never signed away those rights, your details, then nobody has got the right to use that or give that to anybody else.
Okay, so you were about to talk about that. That are the banks allowed to do that? You now find out they have so much on you that you didn't even give to them.
No, if you didn't give to them, you don't have any right. There are many people these days who are being sued because of contravening of the POPIA. You have the right to say no, but why?
Where did you get my information? Yeah,
and then if you find that it's not the information that you personally gave to this person, then that person has actually abused your rights, and therefore you have got the right to sue them.
So that's how far banks are allowed to go into our information.
Only if you have signed somewhere, knowingly or unknowingly.
Then it means that before you even sign,
yes,
doesn't matter how
you must read. People don't read, unfortunately.
Well, they don't even give you time to read because they don't want to give you time to think about it.
No, you can actually tell them. Do you know that you have got a right to say, I'm going to look at this, I'm going to sleep over this, I'm going to consult with my lawyer over this. And by the way, we're still going to talk about this. I may as well still bring it now. People don't know that in terms of the Consumer Protection Act, you can sign an agreement, a contract. And after, within 5 days, you can come back and say, I've signed, I know, but I'm no longer wanting to continue with this.
Okay.
There is what you call a cooling off period.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you aware, Advocate Malaji, that now there are certain banks that we won't mention on air. You go there, you have a problem with your card, but you leave with a loan. You are coerced into getting a loan. You don't even have the cooling period given unto you.
You have got the right in terms of the Consumer Protection Act.
So you can go back after 5 days and say, I was coerced. I don't want that contract, that loan anymore.
Yes.
But now the money is already, because they process with immediate effect.
Let me tell you,
okay,
you don't only have that right. If you had paid something already, you have got the right to a refund.
Okay.
Yes, within 7 days.
So if they have put the loan into my account, so I'll have to return the loan.
Exactly.
And say I cancel with no interest.
With no interest.
Okay, we have that right?
We have that right.
Okay.
And within 7 days, they mustn't tell you stories that, we can only get this after 30 days.
Yeah, because you have already, because this is what people are faced with.
Exactly.
They tell you you have signed, there's interest now included. Mm-hmm. And so people believe what they are told in these institutions.
Mm-hmm. No, within 7 days, they must refund you.
Okay.
Yeah, within 5 days full, you look at it, you think about it, you reflect over it, whether you want to continue with this.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel that you do not want to continue, you go back and say, I'm canceling.
Okay.
No charge.
But within 7 days?
Within 5 days.
5 days.
Yes.
Of you getting the contract.
Yes.
Okay, so you don't stay a month and pay the first installment and say, now I want to cancel.
No, you don't do that.
It's too late by then.
That will be too
five
late.
Days, five
because,
days.
Because that will also be the abuse of the other person's rights. Because they also have a right, by the way, to say, okay, you know that you have entered into a contract. All of a sudden, somebody just comes and say, after 30 days, no, that contract that we signed last month or last year, I don't want to continue with be with it. You don't do that. Yes.
Okay.
But within 5 days, you can do that.
So there are obligations, yes, even on our side.
Exactly.
This is one of the obligations.
Yes.
5 days.
Yes.
5 days. Yes. 5 days. Okay. Yes. A family member says, greetings, good people. So what does one do if one is charged 45% and can't pay due to unforeseen circumstances? Then the SDD, 45% of the capital with interest, cause it will keep adding what? Okay. I'm not quite sure but I think you get the gist.
45% of interest?
Yeah. And you can't pay due to unforeseen circumstances.
There's no way anyone would be required to pay 45%.
Then they add 45% of the capital with the interest. I think it's add there. It's not SDD. Then they add 45% of the capital with interest, because it will keep adding. I think the person is expected to pay back 45% of that. I'm not quite sure. If I do understand, please try to clarify, Anonymous. I think we don't want to lose your question,
yes,
and we answer,
yes,
something that you are not asking.
Asking, yes.
Yeah, so please do try to clarify, because the message is not too clear. It says, what does one do if one is charged 45%, that's not interest, and can't pay due to unforeseen circumstances? Then they add 45% of the capital with interest.
That's I don't know where.
Because it will keep adding. I'm not quite sure.
What kind of contract or agreement will that be that says you must pay 45%?
Okay, take these 1 month loan companies. Oh, mm-hmm. It's a 1 month loan. Mm-hmm. You go to a company of 1 month.
Machonis, is that Machonis or proper company? Because that kind of interest to me suggests something. We do have an interest rate in this country.
Uh-huh.
We're borrowing. We do have what we call prime interest. We do, you can add a certain percentage just to get some profit, but to say 45 is almost double what we've borrowed. And that can only be Mashonisa kind of situation, which is unlawful.
Let's take a break, Baba. Yes. We are coming back just now, taking the sounds of Uche Agu. May God big.
Your daily spiritual nourishment. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Thunembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
And you are on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm not alone. I'm with Advocate Rufus Malachi. Lenny, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Saying great song, Sibongile. I love your program. Oh, I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for always choosing us as your number one radio station. Mickey wrote in and says, sounds like a balloon for vehicle finance. There's always something hidden there, né? But there are some hidden costs with balloon vehicle financing.
Actually, I have never been... and I would never advise anybody, because I've never understood it. Because it's either it's an installment sale agreement.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly what you are getting into.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly what.
When are you going to end?
When are you going to finish?
Mm-hmm.
This one.
It never ends.
It never ends. When you think you are done, and at that stage the car is old, you still have
it has depreciated.
And it has depreciated.
Mm.
Then you find yourself in debt. That so-called balloon buying of a car. I don't think okay. I would advise anybody to.
Okay, the family member has tried to explain, says. Okay, so for example, taking a loan of 3,000 rands and interest is 45%. Then month end, they had to pay 4,400. And if they don't pay, they get charged 45% of 4,400. And it goes to almost 6,000. And as she did not pay, she said, they kept on adding 45% on top of balances. So, as she did not pay 4,400, they charged 45% of the 4,400. These are registered one-month loan companies and sharks. Mm. Someone we're trying to help, and we told her to call NCR, but looks like she is not flexible to do things, and we told her to change the bank and go to NCR to report them.
Exactly. That's what you need to do, because I don't get it. Everything just sounds
dodgy
from the beginning. There's nothing legal there that you can say this makes sense.
So the advice from the friends is good. Go seek advice from NCR. Because even the interest rate itself, it's not right.
May I also say this? Do you know that everyone has got the right even to declare himself over-indebted? Can go to the court and say, I am over-indebted.
Okay.
And when they look at the kind of indebtedness that you are in, and find that there's what we call reckless lending, then that contract, that agreement can actually be cancelled, or it can even be suspended, where some relief will be given to the consumer to say you cannot continue to pay like this, or to look at it and say, what kind of an agreement is this where you say somebody must pay 45%, and the next thing, if they fail, they are going to pay 45% over and above what they are supposed to pay as a normal installment. Those kind of agreements are set aside by the court. Somebody who is having that kind of a situation can actually go to court and say, this was reckless lending. Or, do you know there are credit providers, whether they're banks or who go about recruiting people to take loans, and even if you are not working, they'll say, "Don't worry,
Haibo,
we'll give you a loan and blah blah blah, and all that kind of a thing where you, they don't even make proper assessment to see whether you'll be able to pay back. There must be a proper assessment if you want to give credit to say, but is this the right person who we can extend the credit to? You go to people at the old age pay point, and you give them, you make them sign an agreement of loan. They don't even know how to read, and you don't care. That kind of an agreement is what we call reckless lending. A court will set that aside, and you go free without paying, and maybe even to order whoever the credit provider is to pay back what they already taken from you.
Okay.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, I know there are people who rob our grandmothers.
Yes.
Whenever they are queuing there at, for their pay for their pension, they get robbed by some of these thieves out there.
Yes.
Okay, so report this to NCR.
National Credit Regulator.
You know, there's also there's this you when you buy items online, you can have some of these where you can apply via and you pay, and what happens is they pay your full amount and then you pay them within maybe 4 weeks or 4 months or whatever period that they give you. But they also make you agree and you say, you tick yes, because you're desperate at that time. You want that item.
Yes.
And they tell you, if you don't pay on time, if you don't pay at this certain period, then we add this percentage. And what I've seen with one of them is that they were adding daily. So if they were adding daily at 250, first day, second day, another 250. So the person ended up paying 6,000 something because they couldn't pay within the 2 week period and they were adding every day.
No, those are sharks. I mean, those are criminals. You can't, you can actually.
But now you said yes, you ticked yes. Would that also win when you go to a to NCR? Or?
No, you can. You can. Okay. Because we look into the whole thing, the circumstances, the environment, where you are. And by the way, a consumer must have every little thing explained to them. These are the implications. Everything must be explained to somebody if you want to give them credit. You don't just you don't just catch them napping and say they are desperate and therefore this is what I'm, you no, that's not allowed. These laws were made to create an environment of justice and fairness. Yes. So you can't just decide to take advantage of either the ignorance of people or their poverty.
So family member, you are so right. You are so right. The family member says, so NCR, they must report. Thank you. I thought she must do so. Exactly. They must do so. And Pietro, hi Petra. She's in the Netherlands. I see your cute little dogs with you there eating and biting some shoes. Thank you. Hello. We love you. Even in the Netherlands, tell them to listen to Radio Pulpit. Mickey says, you see, it's lekker to pay a small installment for a new car, but then it bites you with a balloon at the end.
This balloon is a shark, I'm telling you.
So avoid balloon.
Avoid balloon at all costs.
All right. I
if you
think
don't have enough money at that stage, just keep on saving until you have enough.
Until you have.
Yes.
Okay. Share also reachable contacts for legal consultations for her. She's also having problems with her being under debt review and they don't want to remove her. Okay. Can we share your details?
No, sure, definitely. Share my details as we did last week. You can 071 264-38.
071-264-38-60. You can call Advocate Rufus Malachi there or drop him a WhatsApp. Please, no, please call me.
Yes,
definitely. No, please call me.
And no call after 4 o'clock.
And no call after 4 o'clock. So 071-264-3860. Exactly. That's the number that you can dial, and she can use that one. Advocate, our time is so up.
Yeah.
What do we say in closure for today?
In closure, we say, please know your rights. It's so painful to see people wallowing in debt. And ending debt because they make more loans to try and pay other loans. Don't do that. And also to realize that you can negotiate while there's still time. Don't ignore the debt that you know you're owing. Only those that are dodgy, you can ignore them. The Bible says you must agree with somebody that you are owing, your creditor, while there's still time. While you are still on the way to go to court, otherwise is going to end up getting judgment against you, and your name will not be okay. But at the same time, do not allow anybody to take advantage of you.
Yeah.
Know your rights. You've got many rights, including that one of having to receive reasons if you are being refused credit, or if you are asking for an increase in your credit and it's not being granted. You have the right to even dispute this so-called credit bureau information that is against you.
Mm-hmm.
You have been listed and you don't understand why.
Yeah, you can't even do anything.
Yes, you've got the right to dispute that. And therefore, and also, you've got the right to receive all the information in the language that you
understand. Yeah.
Yes, so just that thing that I did not understand, but I was forced into this situation, it can be an issue. So you have got all those rights, and it's important for please avoid ubumashonisa, because those are not there to help you, to be honest. They are there to help destroy you. So try not to get a loan today that will help you to pay off your debt, but at the end of the day, for the next 10 years, you'll be a slave. So please try to do that.
How many years? For the next how many years?
So
the
10 years. I'm telling you, there are people who are perpetual debtors. And that's not what God wants us to
have. No.
He wants us to have peace. He wants us to, even if, it says, the Bible says, blessed is the one who's content in the little that he has. Yes, rather than having a lot. There are people who pretend to be rich. They are having this and that cars, having 7 credit cards and all that. But at the end of the day, it's just tears.
Wow. Yes. Thank you so much, and Papa, for coming through. And yes, my family, that is, of course, Advocate Rufus Malachi. If you'd like to be in contact, not after 4 o'clock, like office hours, 071-264-3860. And today, the important message is know your rights. The family member is laughing. Remember, Mashonisa, and all. And saying, thank you, Pulpit. Keep changing the world. Thank you so much for tuning in and being with us. May God awesomely bless you. Have a blessed one. And we say hello to Germany, Johan Els, Vusilio on the controls. Do enjoy the rest of our shows. Love you. Bye-bye.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.